Good evening, teletuners. What on earth is up? It's just me in the studio today. Chloe is out, a little sick. We just have to stop meeting like this, honestly. This is, what, is it the third time that we, either of us, have been sick? I'm not sure, but fear not, I still have a good show for you tonight. We were going to do Pretty Little Liars, but tune in next week because we will still do that because we love that show. But this week, as our little filler episode, while Chloe is out sick, I am going to introduce you to one of my favorite shows. It is called Our Flag Means Death. It is about just pirates, you know, just living their life. So for our first song, this is from the actual show. It's called A Pirate's Life.
Pirate's life, it sounds just right. Sounds quite nice, I could say that twice. Sounds quite nice, we won't live long. For you lay your little law. Smash and gouge and stab and poke and choke you out. That's a pirate's life. Pirate's life, short but nice. For you lay your little law. Sounds quite nice, I could say that twice. Sounds quite nice, we won't live long. For you to lay your little law. Smash and gouge and stab and poke and choke you out. That's a pirate's life. Pirate's life, short but nice. For you to lay your little law.
That was from Our Flag Means Death. I don't know who was singing that one, but in the show, it's one of the characters named Frenchie. So, quick rundown. We've got Steed Bonnet, the gentleman pirate, who a few of these people actually have existed in real life. Steed Bonnet, the gentleman pirate. We've got Edward Teach, born on a beach. Blackbeard, the you know, infamous, notorious pirate. I don't know. We've got Lucius. We've got Black Pete. We've got Oluwande. We've got Jim. Wee John. We have Frenchie. Love Frenchie. We have Roach. We've got the Swede. We have Buttons. We've got Spanish Jackie. We've got all these awesome characters who are just so hysterical. The show was produced by Taika Waititi and a team of producers who I'm unfamiliar with the names, and I'm sure you guys might be as well. But Rhys Darby is in it, and it is just, and Fred Armisen makes an appearance. You know, it's got some epic, like, comic stars in it, you know, so it's a really great show about pirates. The whole idea is Steed Bonnet, the gentleman pirate, is really wanting to leave his life of luxury in the past and sees a life of the pirate sea life. He's always wanted to live life on the edge, but he's just, you know, a lily-livered little rich boy, which is what his dad had called him when he was a young boy. So he's trying to, you know, thicken his skin, toughen up a little bit, and be a pirate. He struggles as time goes on, of course, because, you know, I don't know. He just has never done this before in his life. He just has always had a fascination with being a pirate, but he had never been on the sea even. It was his first time ever buying a boat. It's just, you know, a whole thing. So we're introduced to these characters right off the bat. Steed is just hysterical. He's so sweet. He's got his little scarf on, his cute little matching suit, his two-piece set, and everyone in his crew is a little, you know, they don't have the bite that pirates typically do. They're just all lacking in that way, but they also are all new to the pirate life as well. So they want Steed to introduce them to that life. But he is not the most fit captain for the life that they all want. So right off the bat, they try to form a mutiny, which Buttons, his first mate right off the bat, he tells Steed, and Steed's like, oh, guys, when we have a problem, what do? We talk it through, and everyone else completes the sentence, as a crew. So Steed is just this loving, so sweet man. I love him so much. And this next song I have queued up for him. This is by Queen. It is Good Old Fashioned Lover Boy.
And dim the lights and sing your songs full of sad things. We can do the tango just for two. I can serenade and gently play on your heartstrings. Be a Valentino just for you. Ooh, love, boy. What to do tonight?
Hey, boy.
Set my alarm, turn on my charm. That's because I'm a good old friend.
Faster, faster.
Can you feel my love heat? You might have seen my heart, sweet of love. And tell me how do you feel right after all? I'd like for you and I
to go romancing.
Say the word, your wish is my command.
Ooh, love a boy.
In the good old fashioned school of love and boys. Dining at the Ritz, we'll meet at night.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8.
The bill, you taste the wine. Driving back in style in my saloon will do quite nicely. Just take me back to yours, that will be fine. Come on and get it.
Ooh, love.
It goes again, just
ooh,
like you. Good fashion,
love.
What to do tonight?
Hey, boy.
Everything's alright, just hold on tight. That's because I'm a good old.
Classic, you get it. So I just love that song for Steed because I think it really, I don't know, I think it just kind of encapsulates like who, encapsulates? I don't know. I think it captures who he is as a character. And he's just like fun and upbeat, just like that song is. So along the way, he meets the infamous Blackbeard. He wants to learn from the best. He has no idea that he should be fearing Blackbeard because he doesn't know anything about the pirate's life. So as they meet, immediately, what's his name? Blackbeard is very open to Steed, and he's like fascinated by how he lives. Oh my gosh, prior to that, Steed accidentally kills somebody. So he is technically an official pirate because he's killed somebody. But he doesn't like that he's killed somebody. He's like, I murdered someone. And it's just, he's real sweet about it. But along comes Blackbeard. They meet. Blackbeard is really fascinated by Steed's way of life. And he's like, I've always wanted to live the life of luxury. Like, I've always wanted to live how you live. And Steed is like, well, I've always wanted to live how you live. So that's interesting. So it's funny, they swap clothes and Steed exists as Blackbeard and Ed, Blackbeard, exists as Steed. Izzy Hands, he is a very important character, probably my favorite character. He is Blackbeard's first mate and he is just behooved at how open Blackbeard is to being kind to these people. Typically, they're killing people and, you know, taking people's ships and taking their money and stuff, but why is he being so kind to him? And Blackbeard reveals that he has a plan. He's being sought after by, like, the English military? I'm not sure. But he's being sought after by the authorities. And Blackbeard thinks, well, you know, Steed is wearing Blackbeard's clothes. He's calling himself Blackbeard. Like, they're not going to know it's me because they've never seen the face of Blackbeard because no one has. So, you know, that you kind of discover that that's his plan right about, right, like, off the bat. So this next song I have queued for Edward Teach, Born on a Beach, is by KG Elephant. It is Ain't No Rest for the Wicked.
Saw a pretty little thing approaching me. She said, I never seen a man who looks so all alone. Could you use a little company? If you pay the right price, your evening will be nice and you can go and send me on my way. I said, you're such a sweet young thing, why you do this to yourself? She looked at me and this is what she said. Oh, there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. I got bills to pay, I got I could. Another ain't no rest for the wicked until we close our eyes for good. Not even 15 minutes later, I'm still walking on the street when I saw the shadow of a man creep out of sight. And then he swept up from behind, he put a gun up to my head. He made it clear he wasn't looking for a fight. He said, give me all you got. I want your money, not your life. But if you try to make a move, I won't think twice. My cash, but first you know I gotta ask, what made you wanna live this kind of life? He said there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. I got bills to pay, I got mouths to feed. There ain't nothing in this world for free. I know I can't slow down, I can't hold back, though you know I wish I could. Oh no, there ain't no rest for the wicked until we close our eyes for good. I was sitting in my house, the day was winding down and coming to an end. And so I turned to the TV and flipped it over to the news. And what I saw I almost couldn't comprehend. I saw a preacher man in cuffs, he taking money from the church. He stuffed his bank account with righteous dollar bills. But even still I can't say much because I know we're all the same. Oh yes, we all seek out to satisfy those thrills. You know there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees.
I feel like that's a classic, but I don't know if everybody else knows that one the way that I know that one. So yeah, that song I feel like is just really, I don't know, I think it's very fitting for Blackbeard because, spoiler alert. First of all, actually, let me pause right here and say, if you are just now tuning in, you are listening to Teletoons with Meg and Chloe. But Chloe is not here right now. But we are on WIUX B-Side Internet Radio. This is our filler episode because Chloe's not here right now for Our Flag Means Death. So, continuing on. Blackbeard, you know, has this mischievous plan to kind of throw Steed under the bus and let him be caught by, you know, the English government. Along the way, he starts to find a friendship and maybe even a love in Steed. And they just have fun. They go on adventures and stuff together. There's a really funny scene that is my absolute favorite where they're trying to find treasure and Blackbeard thinks he knows the way, and Steed and Steed's buddy Lucius, who is technically his first mate, but not really. He's just his, like, secretary. So he, like, writes down all of Steed's journeys as a pirate. So Lucius is always there. They go along this, like, journey to try to find treasure, and they stop for some food, and they just stop and eat at little, like, they're like, they have a little bonfire that they have that got going. And Ed is saying that, you know, he really likes cooking, and Steed is like, wow, you are a great chef. It's a comedy, so, like, it's not very serious, these pirates. And Ed's like, yeah, I should open a restaurant. And Steed's like, yeah, you should open a restaurant. I'd be there. He's like, yeah, it would be like Blackbeard's Bar and Grill and Other Delicacies and Delights and Fishing Equipment. And Steed's like, well, what do you mean? Like, that's too much to be selling there. Maybe a gift shop. And they just go back and forth and just have a lot of fun in that sense. And so along the way, they both kind of, you know, fall in love. There's a budding romance between the two of them. The story behind that and the writing and the making of this show was the writers were writing the show, naturally, and they kind of just saw that the characters were kind of just gravitating towards that kind of relationship. And also in real life, the pirates' life back in the day, like, it was very, like, very fluid, and, like, separated from, like, societal norms and stuff. So, yeah. So it honestly could have happened. We have no actual, like, historical, evidence that nothing happened between, Ed and Steed, but, you know, we can only imagine. So they fall in love, and Steed is kind of gagged because he left his wife to be a pirate. So he was married, and he had no idea that this kind of life existed. So this next song, I just think, is really perfect for him. I'm not even going to tell you what it is, because it's just so perfect. So here you go.
I've been had.
come on. I got a text saying that this song is so funny for them, but which, you know, it totally is. Shout out Dante, who's also seen this. But I just, I don't know. I love that. First of all, I've been loving that song lately. And second of all, I just think it kind of is so perfect for them because, like, Steed has never experienced this kind of life before. And, you know, in a way, he's a pirate virgin. So, next. but, okay. So, me and Chloe typically do this thing where we say which characters we like the most and which characters we are. So, I'm going to do that for me and for her because she's not here. So, Chloe, if you're listening, here you go. I'll tell you, I'll start with Chloe. Okay, so if Chloe were, okay, I think that Chloe's favorite character would be, I think her favorite character would be, probably Izzy Hands, which is the same one that I would say too. He's my favorite character as well, but Izzy Hands is just the freaking best, and I think that she would love him so much, because he's like part of Blackbeard's crew, and he wears all black, and Chloe loves wearing all black sometimes, and I think that that works for her. And I think, Chloe, who do I think you are? I think you are... Oh my gosh, I think you're Lucius. I think that she's just so funny in the way that Lucius is so funny. Because he's just, I don't know, he's just a hoot and a half, and so is Chloe. My favorite character, I said, is Izzy Hands, but my second favorite character is probably Oluwande, who, he is one of the only experienced pirates on Steed's ship right off the bat. He has come from another ship before. So I personally love Oluwande as well. And the character who I think I am, honestly, I think I'm Oluwande. He's just such a sweetie, and he just is like, he's just like going along with the vibe, and people ask him for advice, and he gives the advice, and you know, he's just like, he's kind of trucking along. He's not too like chaotic or anything, but he does have like a love story of his own with his friend Jim from whichever ship they came from. Honestly, I don't remember. If anybody remembers, you let me know, because I'm not sure where Jim and Oluwande came from prior to being on Steed's ship. But okay. So yeah, least favorite character, because I always think it's funny and spicy to do this. So my least favorite character is probably I don't know, because all the characters are so good. Like, there's not a single... Oh, Roach. I don't like Roach. He is such a freak. He is so willing to kill and eat anything and anyone. And he's, like, the chef on the boat. And he's just, you know, he's just... He's also a hoot and a half, but he is just such a freak. I can't... I cannot get behind him. But, yeah, so... If you're just now tuning in, this is Teletoons with Meg and Chloe. Sadly, Chloe is not here right now on WAUX B-Side Internet Radio. This next song is from the show. It didn't start from the show, of course, but like they play it in the show, and it's just one of the best pin drops. Is that what it's called? To date, honestly. It's while these, like, their ship is being seized at the end of season one, or towards the end of season one. Wait, I don't know. Towards the end of season one, their ship is being seized, and everyone is being taken down. Blackbeard is taken down. Steed is taken down. And they're right next to each other, looking at each other on the ground. And then Ed moves his little foot to touch Steed's foot. It is just so cute. So this is Fleetwood Mac's The Chain. Thank you. Classic. Everybody knows that one. But that's actually a really awesome scene in the show. It really shows, I don't know. I think they've had like a bond prior to this, but that moment was like, first of all, it was improvised by Taika Waititi. Rhys Darby had no idea that he was going to be doing that, which I just thought was so sweet because it's just like the smallest little detail that everybody is such a big fan of. Like there's fan art about their feet touching in that one scene. That's just such a good one. And now this next song that I have queued up is a song that, okay, so my friend Becca Weber, shout out Becca. We are back in Fort Wayne. We've got a whole group of friends who have watched the show. I don't know a single person here in Bloomington that has watched the show, honestly. So if you've watched the show and you're listening, you text me right now because I have not been able to talk about it with anybody who lives here who wasn't from Fort Wayne. But this took like my friends by like a storm, you know, like we loved this show. So my friend Becca, I was driving with her one time and she was like, so season 2 for Our Flag Means Death should have this song in it. And she described the most awesome like sword fighting scene I had ever heard in my life. And because this show, it has a lot of like 80s inspired music or just like has that vibe to it, even though it took place like way back in the whenever century, probably like 17th century, maybe 18th, 9th, I'm not sure. But it took place a long time ago, but they really used like 80s and 90s music to like push the vibe along. And this song I think is just so perfect. Imagine a fight scene between two people. Here you go. that song. Come on. Don't pretend like you don't. You guys are so quiet. Oh my gosh, I can't even hear. Just kidding. But yeah, that was ABBA, Gimme Gimme. I just, like, did you picture it? Did you picture a sword fight during that scene? Because it is just so, it's just so good. Like, I think it just makes so much sense, especially for, like, the genre of the show. It's, like, very comedy. It's British comedy. I didn't say that right off the bat, did I? No, I did not. It's British comedy, which arguably is the funniest genre of show, I think. It's one of my favorites. There's a bunch of other shows that are similar. People have compared it to Good Omens and What We Do in the Shadows. I've watched What We Do in the Shadows. I've not watched Good Omens, so I have no idea about that comparison. But What We Do in the Shadows, it's practically like the same sense of humor. This next one, I'm gonna bring it down a little bit. Like, I'm just gonna soften, you know, soften the vibes. This is from the show. This is by Con O'Neill. He sings in the show. He plays Izzy Hands, and in the second season, he sings La Vie en Rose. So this is La Vie en Rose from Our Flag Means Death, sung by Con O'Neill.
Close and hold me fast, the magic spell you cast. This is La Vie en Rose. When you kiss me, heaven sighs, and though I close my eyes, I see La Vie en Rose. When you press me to your heart, I'm in a world apart. A world where roses bloom. And when you speak, angels sing from above. Everyday words seem to turn into love songs. Quand il me prend dans ses bras, qu'il me parle à tout bas, je vois la vie en rose. Il me dit des mots d'amour, des mots de tous les jours. Et ça me fait quelque chose. Il est entré dans mon cœur, une porte au bonheur dont je connais la cause. C'est pour moi, moi pour lui dans la vie. Il me l'a dit, l'a juré pour la vie. Et dès que je l'aperçois, au long je sens tout moi.
Beautiful was that. When that comes on, that's in season two. You know, morale is low, so they're all throwing a party for this fake goddess of the sea that doesn't actually exist, but it is just so, like, such a fun, like, it's such a fun scene where you see Izzy Hands finally, you know, relenting to the fun that you can have at sea. And he steps up and he sings that song. And it's, you know, it's a very famous song, La Vie en Rose. But it is just, oh my gosh. I remember watching that scene and I cried. Like, I actually cried. His voice sounds, he just sounds like that. Like, he just sounds like he's smoked, like, a million packs a day. Like, it's not even like he sounds like raspy. It's like his voice is like, he's a whisper, you know? That song is just like, oh my gosh, it is just so beautiful. Like, one of my friends texted me that he's sobbing because, yeah, that was like one of the saddest songs in the show. Not really sad, but it's just so emotional. Just really gets you. So, bringing it back up, this is the next song I have queued for Izzy Hands because okay, let me describe Izzy Hands just a little bit before I play this, and then you'll understand why I'm playing this song. So, actually, I'm curious if you guys could guess it before I even, like, play it. I'm going to take a second to explain, but, you know, text me if you think that you can guess what this song is. I doubt it, but still. So, Izzy Hands is Blackbeard's right-hand man. He is his first mate right off the bat, and he is evil. He just wants the murder. He wants the chaos. He wants to make people fear him, and he wants people to suffer. I don't know. He just loves the bite of a pirate, and he has that. He has that bite, and he's just very intimidating, very scary. So when he sees Blackbeard starting to give in to, like, this fun and this, like, playfulness and this kindness that the gentleman pirate is offering them, and, like, the goofiness of their ship, it's just, he does not like it. He wants Blackbeard back. He wants the ruthless Blackbeard back, who used to make people eat their own toes. So it's just, you know, he wanted that back from him. As time goes on, and I'm going to spoil it here, after they get caught, after the English seize their boat and take Blackbeard and Steed prisoner, Izzy is just looking to be the captain of the rest of the men who are left back on the ship. And he just takes a whole new approach to it, where all of the boys who have been Steed's pirates are just, you know, they're kind of laughing at him because they're like, what do you mean? Like, we're here to have fun. Like, we're not here to do whatever you're doing. And so Izzy's just trying to scare them into being, you know, like the ruthless pirates that they should be. But he also doesn't give a care about them. So yeah, eventually, Ed and Steed, as they're taken captive to this, like, I don't know, prison, they plan to escape and run away together. But Steed has just hit land for the first time in a really long time since leaving his wife and his children behind for the life of sea. So it's just a really conflicting moment for Steed. And Ed, he leaves. He says, meet me at the pier or beach. I don't know. He says, meet me at the ocean at this time, and I'll be waiting for you. And Steed is like, okay, I'll be there. And it's a really cute moment where they are, like, completely in love, and you just really see that, like, that, like, romance in their, like, friendship now, you know? So Ed is sitting there waiting, and Steed is conflicted, and he goes home to his wife and his kids, which, you know, there's a lot to say about that. Because, of course, you know, your wife and kids, you have an obligation, you have a responsibility. But Ed is left completely heartbroken and completely emo. And he turns completely back into Blackbeard. He goes back onto the ship. He cuts off Izzy Hand's toe and feeds it to him. TMI, actually. Sorry. Trigger warning. Gross. But, Izzy and Ed are just ready to be the ruthless pirates that they were before. So, you know, and then Izzy is like, you know, he gets what he wants. So this song, oh my gosh, it has nothing to do with what I just said, but I think it makes sense. So just here you go.
all mastermind. But in the cultural sense, I just weaken future tense. Judas is me in the fence, to where it comes the next time. I wanna love you, but something's pulling me away from you. Jesus is my virtue, and Judas is the
like, I don't know, whatever, okay. I thought it was perfect because he's kind of like Judas a little. I don't know, I don't know. Whatever, okay, so moving on. Next. Okay, oh, actually this song is really good. I was gonna play a different song after this, but I feel like this one is just kind of, no, I'm not gonna do that one actually. I was gonna play Rick Montgomery's Line Without a Hook, because but that seems a little bit on the nose, like line and hook, ocean, pirates. You get it. So this next song, I'm going to bring it down a little bit again, just because I think that this really sums up the end of season one in a way. I just think that it makes a lot of sense for the story that I kind of just told you, how Ed is waiting for Steed, and Steed has to really choose between the life at sea or his, you know, family that he left behind. I think this one kind of says goodbye to that magical life that he led on the sea, and I don't know, it says hello to that life that he really wanted to leave. So this is Elton John's Goodbye Elbic Road.
When are you gonna come down? When are you going to land? I should have stayed on the phone. I should have listened to my own mind. You know you can't hold me forever. I didn't sign up for you. I'm not a present for your friends to open. This boy's too young to be. Back.
that's a nice little sweet goodbye to Steed's life that he once led on the boat. But yeah, we are coming to a close. But if you are just now tuning in, then you are too darn late. This is WIUX B-Side Internet Radio, Teletoons with Megan Chloe. Chloe is not here, so this is my filler episode of Our Flag Means Death. And to close, I'm going to play this song that I think belongs in the show. And it's just a fun little upbeat song for you to leave, you know, this show and go on for the rest of your evening. This is Fleetwood Mac's Go Your Own Way. That was Go Your Own Way by Fleetwood Mac. And this has been Teletoons with Meg and Chloe, minus Chloe today. Chloe, get better. I miss you, queen. And everyone have a very good rest of your night.